WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 45-year-old Mohammed Salomon faces dozens of charges in the Boulder, Colorado firebomb attacks that left 12 people injured, including two who are still in critical condition. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in Boulder with more on who Salomon is.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Law enforcement in New Orleans working to verify that video of Antoine Massey, if it's actually him. Massey's one of two escaped inmates still on the run from New Orleans. He claims that video was unjustly jailed and that he didn't break out of jail. He was let out. Convicted killer Grant Hardin's also still on the run. Police say he donned a makeshift guard's uniform and walked out of an Arkansas prison 9 days ago. Police think he's hiding in the Ozarks. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Village of Kimberly is considering pulling out of the Fox Valley Metro Police Department and instead contracting with the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office. As the village explores the option, public listening sessions are scheduled to give the residents a chance to weigh in on the potential. The sessions will be at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Monday, June 16th in the Kimberly Municipal Complex. If Kimberly does abandon the Fox Valley Metro PD, only Little Chute will be served by that department. Combined locks left in 2017 to contract with the Outagamie Sheriff's Office. State Republicans are proposing an increase in state payments to individual municipalities to cover the expenses of providing services like fire, law enforcement, and sanitation to state buildings. Governor Tony Evers included a $17 million increase for the Municipal Services Payments Program in his proposed biennial state budget. However, Republican lawmakers are now proposing a $31 million increase. They say that individual municipalities should not be on the hook to provide services to the state without proper financial reimbursement. Meanwhile, in Oshkosh, the Common Council met with area legislators to urge them to increase the funding for the MSP to 100%, as opposed to its current 37.6% reimbursement. That leaves local property owners and businesses to cover the difference. Evers' solution would increase the MSP funding to 72%. Oshkosh is third behind Madison and Milwaukee for the number of state-owned buildings, including the Oshkosh Correctional Institution, UWO, and the Wisconsin Resource Center. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark for game two of a three-game series. Milwaukee winning their eighth in a row last night, 3-2 over the Reds with help from the bullpen. Rob Zastrzynski, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy says he needs a good performance from Freddie Peralta tonight to give that bullpen some rest like last week against Boston.
The Priester DL Hall game plus the off day gave us a little bit of a blow. Now here we are again with those three guys going back-to-back, which puts us in a bind, but, you know, they've come through.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue. In Madison, former running back James White, who won three Super Bowls with the Patriots, was back in Madison over the weekend, named as an inductee into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
You know, being around some of the guys that, you know, some of my former teammates, Travis Frederick, Melvin was here, and, you know, he kind of brings back those memories. Yeah, it's definitely cool to be back here.
That's former Badger James White with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, we could get some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible later today through tonight. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. We'll drop to the mid to upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave.
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care.
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The aforementioned Pat Kreitlow will be here, and board games are good for you. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Hour 3, Mino and the Mayor. We have some great co-hosts today. Connie
the
Feldman,
ladies are taking
Channel
over.
5, yeah. And Vanessa Morant from Feed My Starving Children. You know, on this show, you know, our goal on this show is to connect locally and give you some information on what's going on locally and also some opportunities. And we've touched on this. And Scott, I'm so glad you're here. Doug, we talk about college and liberal arts and unemployment. And I think what somebody can take a look at, and that's what I want you to talk about, is this UA Local 400 pipe trades. What a career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some great opportunities in the trades, not just Local 400, building trades in general, but Local 400, you know, we're always looking for qualified welders, plumbers, all that sort of thing. Yeah.
And the job pays well. You don't have to get into that. But what I worry about is the security of a job. And as I was telling you before we came on, there's some lawyers, there's some things that things change in some of these high tech jobs, and then they're out, and it you don't have a lot of that, it seems, in your industry.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. We work ourselves out of work, right? We build, and those buildings come to an end. Yep. You finish them, and then you're hoping that there's more buildings. And because of the relationships that we have with our contractors, and we work with them, and we're not striking, we're not doing all these crazy things, there's always new buildings coming in. We've been steady. We're up to 2,700 plus members, and yeah, there's very, very low unemployment. It's usually temporary.
Wow.
So let's think of some, you know, it's graduation right now, and even kids that are juniors that are going to be seniors, they're not sure what they want to do. What advice for them? Do you shadow people, or can they come down? And you've got a great facility in Kaukauna, but what would your advice be to, and men or women, right? I mean, this is...
Definitely. We've made a big push on women. When I got into trade 26, 27 years ago, we had one woman in a local. We're up to about 53.
Yay.
Good.
That's not much in 27 years, but we made a real big jump in the last 4.
Good.
But yeah, they could come down and check our training center out. We have over 90 contractors we work with, from large to small, medium-sized. We can, if they're in high school yet, we can get them into our youth apprenticeships program. Then they get a chance to go and see what some of the plumbers do, fitters do, that kind of thing. They might just work in a tool room, finding out what our tools are and, you know, what weld machines are and all that good stuff. So,
you know, when I started guest hosting this show last week, there was only one woman. I was the only woman in that time.
And you've doubled.
We have doubled our numbers. It's impressive.
Awesome,
it's impressive.
Awesome. That's the mayor doing
like
his magic.
There
That's
it is.
The mayor doing his magic.
There it is.
Magic.
I love that. All right. You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, Doug Doki was the UA Local 400 pipe trades. We're talking about career opportunities. And I want to get your... what a kid can contact if he wants to do the apprenticeship, or not apprenticeship, but just shadow it, because I think, you know, you don't know what you don't know. I've said that, but sometimes people shadow things. They're like, you know what, this isn't for me.
Yep.
And other times they're like, man, I'd
I really
love
want
that.
To do this.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And so I would say you go to our website is ua400.org, and there's a portal there. You go into that portal, you start following that, and then you can it'll start
okay
asking you questions, steering you. Do you want to check out plumbing? Do you want to check out fitting? And then from there, our contractors look at that portal, and then you would be able to talk to a contractor and hopefully do a job shadow. We can job shadow right there at the Union Hall for welding. We could bring a young person in and let them check out what welding is, that kind of thing. Plumbing, you're going to have to get with the contractor because you're going to have to go out to right. a job site. Mm-hmm. So.
The other beauty of your business, and I agree that, you know, in this country we like to build or remodel, right? So I think
right.
I think the pipeline is going to be full for you guys. The other thing that I want to just mention to some of these kids is that I don't know about Green Bay. I don't know about, you know, the Appleton Oshkosh. That's a trade you can take somewhere else.
Oh, without a doubt. My brother's a good example. My brother's a plumber in the local, and he's been out in Minnesota. He's been out in Texas. If it's slow around here, you can go anywhere.
Right.
And that's the good thing about being in the union. You know, we don't play the seniority game. There's none of that in our building trades unions. So if you want to work, you can work. You just got to go.
It is such a lucrative career that I don't know if people realize that, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
stable, lucrative.
And
no student loans when you're all finished with that apprenticeship. That's huge, you know.
But maybe it's tough to get in that too, though. I know, let's not say it's an easy career. I mean, you got to be pretty smart to be a welder. You got to know your math. Mm-hmm. There's
definitely,
but it's also, I hope it's been much more respected than maybe back in the day of the grease and all that, or the welding thing. I mean, this is pretty high tech now what you do.
Well, like even me, I graduated high school in 92, and it was not a big push to the trades then. It was college. And I was like, well, I'm not college material. I joined the Army. After the Army, then I got into the trades. And so it was like the two routes back then. It was either college or the military. Now I think that it's come a long way. And
oh, yeah.
Folks, you said you're on a school board. They realize the trades are an option,
yeah,
and it's a good option.
Yes. So.
And then you end up lending your brother money who went to college.
Yeah. Well, some people are more kinesthetic, and they want to work with their hands, and you see that as, I mean, I could tell that some of my fourth graders, all right, this is, they don't want to be in a desk and be, you know, absorbing, you know, maybe that more academic or academia path. They want to be absorbing and being a part of the, you know, much more hands-on.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually
and
being able
that.
To learn a trade to do something.
Right.
Yep. My daughter did, and I did a stained art class out in Suamico a couple of months ago. And I think it's called smelting when it melts. I could not believe how quickly she picked up this thing. And I remember them telling us, you know, this is 2,000 degrees. Like, you drop this molten metal on you, your paint, it will go through. And I was so afraid. She picked it up and she went, and I just could not believe how quickly and how talented she was at something like that. And I'm thinking, boy, I'm going to be checking UA400.org.
She's a future welder right there.
There you go. And you were saying that welding, that there's some openings.
Yes, right now, just in our jurisdictional area from Marinette Marine down to in the Fox Valley where our fabrication shops are, we're probably about 49 qualified welders short right now.
So, well, she's 4 years out.
I mean, that's just great. Where did you go to school, and what would you recommend for a school if you want to pursue the pipe trades?
So, like as far as a tech school or whatever goes? Mm-hmm. So I did Fox Valley Tech as a plumber. I was a plumber, so I didn't do any of the additional training. But if a young person is into welding, I would recommend going to Lakeshore Technical College, Northwest Technical College, or Fox Valley Technical College. No. Take their 2-year welding program, and that'll really get them a head start. They're still going to have to do the apprenticeship, but, I mean, it gets them in where they are ready to make an X-ray weld within 6 months.
Wow.
And then if you're an HVAC service tech, then I strongly recommend Fox Valley Tech and Northwest
NW.
Technical, NWTC.
Yeah.
They have great HVAC programs, and they're both 2-year programs. And then the same thing, you leave there, you're gonna go into that apprenticeship, but they'll start you at a little bit higher wage than what our rates are. And I mean, you come out an absolute stud, skilled service technician.
In 2 years,
awesome.
you can start earning a wage like that?
Yeah. But
wow.
And a lot of them, like I know a lot of our contractors right now are also they're putting them on, if they're taking that school at say NWTC, they're making them a MEST, which is mechanical equipment service technician, and they're giving them a wage and paying for their school while they're going.
Wow. Wow. We just talked about that earlier.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They'll reimburse,
I want to talk about the local 400-year union. I think parents, we all worry about our kids being safe, right? If some kids don't want to be a cop, it's like, oh, I don't know about this. But just industrial accidents. And tell me, you really do focus on training over there.
Yeah, safety and training are huge at Local 400. We do about $3 million a year just in training at Local 400. And that's all our member money. That's no taxpayer money, that kind of thing on there. And we want our members to go home safe every day. That's a huge deal to us. So with the youth apprentices, these are young people that are maybe a junior or sophomore in high school. They're able to take classes by us, so they get that OSHA 30 right away while they're in high school, and it starts getting that safety thought into their head right away.
So. And I think whether students listening right now or their parents are, just, you know, to go to UA400.org, there's information on there. Because maybe people really don't know what is pipe trades. You know, they don't really know what it is, whereas you kind of know what lawyers, what doctors, but I just think we need to educate ourselves more as parents and other
opportunities. So much behind the scenes. Yeah.
Well, and I'll say it out loud, but I've always wondered, what's steam fitting?
So, steam fitting is you're hooking up boilers and turning, you know, the boiler turns that water into steam, and then you're doing all that piping with that steam.
It's not the choo-choo train you thought it was.
darn it.
We do work on trains on occasion, but usually it's the boilermakers.
And that's pipe fitting.
All right. So. Yeah. Oh, well, go ahead.
So steam fitting versus pipe fitting?
So it's the same. The biggest difference is a steam fitter goes through a 4-year or a 5-year apprenticeship and learns the science of steam and expansion. And whereas a lot of times the pipe fitters are like, I was a plumber, and then later on I took a test at the union hall to become a pipe fitter.
Okay.
So I didn't learn all the science and everything, but I learned how to do the piping for those systems. But I wouldn't be able to design and troubleshoot that system the way a steam fitter can.
Thank you for explaining that, because I've always wondered and been too afraid to ask.
It's kind of like this is akin to Todd's comment about algebra, not understanding things.
Yeah.
This is where my understanding ends as well.
Yeah, I'm bad at algebra. Trig I can do, not algebra.
Wow.
Okay. Doug Doki with the pipe trades. Doug, I want to just check a few more boxes on Local 400, because I knew your predecessor, Jeff, and I just spent some time there, and you were very good to me as well. So you're trained. You're one of the best trained facilities. You said $3 million you're putting into training. It's a place where you can learn, take the apprentice. But I just want to touch on the camaraderie. I mean, you guys kind of get along.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like even the relationship between our contractors. I mean, I'm pretty proud of that. And that's something Jeff Knaus, who was a mentor to me.
Right.
He started that good relationship with the contractors. Now, I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. When we're looking for wages and we're negotiating, it can be a little contentious, right? But I've been involved as a leader in the local since 2017, and there's been one grievance in those years. So
wow.
It's really about that partnership, getting that skilled, trained manpower to our contractors. In the end of the day, if I'm not supplying the manpower to those contractors, then what is Local 400 for?
Yeah.
So,
what are some of the projects you've worked on that our listeners would know?
Well, let's see. We did the Green Bay Packaging Mill. That's right underneath the Tower Drive Bridge.
I mean, I don't think people understand how significant that was for this community.
Oh, man.
Because
that huge, huh?
It wasn't, you know, retail. It wasn't like the Packers, but, man.
They could have went to Georgia. They could have went to Tennessee. They could have went anywhere.
I was in those meetings.
Yep.
They could justify going somewhere else logistically. It kind of makes more sense. Raw materials come in here. Distribution goes out of here. It's like, okay, wow, this is going to be tough. But, you know, thank God that the Crest is
sold. Oh, man, they did an awesome job for us to keep that here. Was just, like you said, for the whole community, right?
I mean, it's massive. Yeah.
But then, you know, the remodels at Lambeau, we've always pretty much always been a part of that.
Wow, that's huge.
The Georgia Pacific Mill that was on Broadway.
Yeah.
We had all the piping in that. So those are some of the real big ones. And then, I mean, we're doing little ones like little schools and just upgrades at the schools. When I was an apprentice, I worked at Bayport High School. When it was a brand new high school. So we do, you know, anything from hospitals to paper machines.
Great job, great career, job security, and you're making the community better. I mean, that's just, I appreciate what you're doing. And thanks for coming in here, Doug. We'd like to get you back here. And I just want parents, students who are listening that UA400.org, just get on the website, just take a look at it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks bet, Doug. All right, take care. We are going to be right back with Connie Feldman, Vanessa Moran, and Jim Schmidt.
I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I just want to make mention of this. I'm getting a lot of messages because of people are saying you need to start wearing sunscreen.
Oh, well, that's the video. Good. I'm glad they're watching. And trim my eyebrows. Those are the two comments I get. All right.
Wow.
This has been fun today. And I just want to thank our guests who've been on so far. And we have Mary Rohde coming in. I think most people know her. She's on Broadway. And really, they got that whole Summer in the City guide that just came out last week, and just a plethora of stuff that's going on and on that Broadway district. And we had a guy on yesterday who owns the new crepe shop that opened up.
Oh, I drove by that.
I did.
That guy, I want to go.
I had to drive after by this. After
let's go.
Did you see? He's got, in front of there, he's got that little Eiffel Tower.
And, yeah.
He's
it's
got it
so
going
cool.
on. Yeah. I'm sure she's going to talk about that. But just another shout out to this Doug McPherson. That educators are interesting anyway. Scott McPherson, Denmark teacher. That was interesting. I want to get him back. And of course, Paul doing your fundraiser at August 21st at, where is that? That St. John's?
It's right by the airport. It's kind of hidden behind, there's a Shell station over there as you head toward the airport.
Yeah, I know where that is.
And it's just right behind in that little neighborhood.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Absolutely adorable. Great, great facility for a concert like this.
Feed My Starving Children and Neil Diamond tribute. That's going to be fun. And
it's June 15th?
August 21st.
She's going to talk about June 15th in just a second.
Father's Day.
I was thank Doug, thank too, you. For coming on for Local 400. I want to get him back here because...
Yeah. There's so much to know.
It bothers me when people don't know what they want to do. And you don't have to decide a career, but you got to start trying some stuff. You
yeah.
know? And and they need
experiment,
to,
yeah.
Right, go out there and take a look at that.
And I love that they provide those opportunities. Like, let's just get kids to try different things and see right. what they like, but let's right, let them so figure it out first.
Vanessa, you're in today, and thank yeah. you for being here. I thought you were going to be here tomorrow, but this has worked out great having you in-house. And before we, I know we got a guest coming on at 8:30, but we got a few minutes here.
Yeah.
What are you all working on?
So a couple of quick things. With Feed My Starving Children, so just so if people don't know about the organization, it's a very simple, formulaic recipe of soy, rice, veggies, and a vitamin blend that there are dry ingredients. We, as the mobile pack, pay for those dry ingredients. They get shipped here to Green Bay Community Church. And then every the first week of October every year, we gather volunteers in mass and pack them all. About 3,000 volunteers make it happen. We are the human machinery that packs these meals. The meals get sent all over the world. The sad reality, and this number yeah. still strikes me every single time I say it, 6,200 children die each and every day due to hunger-related causes. 6,200.
Every day?
Every day
wow.
die because of something that's preventable. So we're working really hard to help curb that. And we always joke, it's the most fun you'll ever have in a hairnet. And it's just a really, it's a great event. We've been lucky enough to have all the local media outlets come and cover it. We've been lucky enough to have John and Jim come and actually pack. We've been lucky enough to have this platform to help us yeah. spread the word. Because I think one of the things that always hurts my heart is afterwards, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have been there. And it's like, it's hard to keep track of all the great things that are happening. Hence shows like this to help make sure that these organizations are amplified through this this platform. So with that said, though, it takes a lot of money to make it happen. $183,000 needs to be raised for us to get the wow. dry food ingredients. Yeah. Costs continue to go up, and we have to pay for every grain of rice, every bit of that vitamin blend, all of those things. So we do a lot of fundraising all year round to prepare for October. So every single year we have 10 partner churches. They all come together. I serve as the media chair. Paul is my co-chair by name and name only, but that's okay. I'll take it. If he's still listening, he's rolling his eyes right now. So with that said, we have the Green Bay Rockers Baseball Club has stepped up to the plate.
Nice.
And they are hosting a baseball game on Father's Day. $15, or they're holding, not hosting, $15 per ticket gets you a hat at the game. It gets you, obviously, the ticket to the game. And $7 from every ticket, almost half
of
that, goes back to Feed My Starving Children if you buy your ticket through our special link. So if you're coming to that game, you're planning on bringing, what a great way to celebrate Father's Day,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
A local baseball game mm-hmm. right here. They have so much fun. There's always music. There's always entertainment. You get a free hat. It's at 105. It's the perfect way to celebrate Father's Day. And buy your ticket through our link. $7 comes back to Feed My Starving Children. The Green Bay Rockers have really stepped up to the plate. No pun intended.
I know.
I'm giving myself all a bell right. for that
and
one.
And the Green Bay community can do it. We've talked about this before,
we can
Jim,
build
about
it.
When there is need, the Green Bay community, Northeast Wisconsin,
yes.
is what I mean, they will step up.
Yeah.
So once they know, with thank you for being here, they'll come forward. I think we can do this, guys. Let's get behind
June 15th.
It.
Come on out.
All right, the link.
I'll provide that directly to you. We can put it on Facebook.
Oh, we can put it on Facebook. All right.
Yeah.
And I think you make a good point, Father's Day. You want to do something special, and it's like, this is a great, great thing to do.
Absolutely.
And they can go out, grab something to eat after. Of course, there's good food there as well, but this is a fun thing. So Father's Day, is it the second or third?
Sunday? June 15th.
Okay. The 15th.
Second,
okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's coming up quick. And the other thing, too, is, hey, listen, you can't make it to the game. You have some kind of Father's Day celebration, and you're, grilling out, and you have some soda pops or anything in an aluminum can or beer for Dad. Save those cans. All through the month of June, any of the cans that you save, drop them off at St. John's in Howard, not the one in Ashwaubenon.
Glendale.
We are collecting on Glendale Avenue. We're collecting those cans, and the money raised from that also goes to the Feed My Starving Children mobile pack. And you don't think it makes a difference, but it does. Every meal is only 29 cents. So graduation parties,
yes.
Father's Day
yes.
events, anything you have going on in June, save those cans for us. Last year, do you remember what you guys did for us
yes.
last year? Jim and John had a giant garbage bag, multiple garbage bags, completely filled with cans. They drank all the soda just for us.
Well, and the price of aluminum right now, that could be a significant donation.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
So we got to get behind
otherwise
this.
Otherwise, you're just going to throw it out. So
baseball,
make it do
saving
some good.
Cans.
Save
just
your
be
cans.
Part of it. I mean, you're helping feed kids, for God's sake. I mean, this is a great organization. Thank you for taking the lead on this, Vanessa. This is so important.
Great team.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things going on in Green Bay. And when you donate, when you participate, you actually feel better.
Yeah.
It's just a cool thing. Yeah. So anyway, all right, we're going to be right back with Mary Rohde, who's going to talk about the Summer in the City Guide on Broadway. We'll be right back.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Brown County Board of Supervisors is meeting tonight to potentially vote on an agreement to relocate coal piles in Green Bay to the former Pulliam Power Plant site. The county, C. Rice, who owns the coal piles, and Green Bay have been working on a deal for over a year. The state of Wisconsin has said it will rescind a $15 million grant for the project if an agreement isn't met by the end of business today. If they do come to an agreement, the Brown County Board of Supervisors will vote on it in a closed session tonight at 7. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. The threshold change will allow more families to access educational and health resources and to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services. Here's a story you don't expect to hear coming out of Wisconsin, of all places, but Milwaukee is at the center of a federal case involving sending defense tech to China. Stuart J. Wattles has that story.
The Eastern District of Wisconsin says two foreign nationals face indictment for plotting to export defense technology to China through Milwaukee. The two men allegedly tried to obtain and smuggle items like missiles and encrypted devices and discussed ways to conceal them for shipment overseas. They're also charged with stalking a U.S. dissident in the area who spoke out against China. The men remain in custody in Serbia while U.S. authorities work at extradition.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill is done, as Luke Skywalker, that is. The actor says no one should ever expect him to appear as Luke Skywalker again in any way, shape, or form. Deadline reports that Hamill says the franchise should rely on new faces. He last appeared as Luke Skywalker as a mentor to Daisy Ridley's character Rey in The Last Jedi. He's probably serious, but as we've learned, a Jedi never really dies. Just 5 days until you can purchase Bathwater Bliss, also known as the Sydney Sweeney-inspired soap. What inspired it? The fact that there is a market for men who want soap that smells like her bathwater. Sweeney says it's a way to connect with her pre-vert fans, and let's be honest, it's a lot more intimate than an autograph. I'm not really sure whether or not the soap will get you clean, but I doubt her patrons are concerned about that. Sweeney, on the other hand, might be the cleanest person in the world, because if the soap sells like hotcakes, she'll be in the tub around the clock.
Hotcakes.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, we could get some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible later today through tonight. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. We'll drop to the mid to upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas, Civic Media's David Grant reports on the circus parade in Baraboo, and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels joins the show to freak us out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Wrapping it up here, last half hour, kind of the best for last. You know that Broadway is just a happening district in Greater Green Bay, and many, many cities have these areas that are under revitalization. They putting some city money, some private money is going into it. But what really makes brings the awareness is events. It's events that you have. People come down and they're like, wow, this is like great. Yeah. And Mary Rohde, who has also been a guest on our show before, and I'm glad you're back here, Mary, kind of runs this whole summer in the city in the Broadway district. And you've got a lineup again. And I know we start with the farmer's market. We want better weather and we're going to have that, right?
Yeah, it's going to be great this week.
Finally.
We fought through our first two Wednesdays of rain, but you know what? People still came.
They do.
Yeah. They still came. Yep. And they got, you know, their asparagus and their bouquets of flowers and bread for the week and all the things. So ponchos and umbrellas in hand, and we made the best of it, but it's going to be gorgeous.
But not this Wednesday, right? Tomorrow's going to be great.
Gorgeous.
And you, 3 to 8, that farmer's market goes on. Like you said, there's a lot of, you know, fresh vegetables and flowers that are there, but you got a lot more than that there. Your entertainment that you bring is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we have almost 120 vendors every single week, but then we also do have two live stages of music, which in a way sets our market apart. We know that our market is different, and we are so proud of that. We get a lot of comments sometimes, and some good and some bad, but we absolutely love the vibe and energy that our market brings.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
It's a destination. It's a midweek break for people. They make a point to come down. We see plenty of strollers, so it is completely family friendly.
Yep.
Grab a cold beverage, enjoy the music, get a couple of amazing fresh produce items for your week ahead, and just make a date night.
Enjoy
of it.
Some of the food trucks too. They've got a good mix of things to eat down there as well.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I think, Todd, is this Wednesday glam band playing? Is it this Wednesday?
No.
Well, tomorrow the Suzuki Violin Camp or violin students are going to be playing.
Oh,
so
yeah, okay.
my son and daughter will be playing tomorrow. So come listen to some beautiful violin music. So.
And for those of us who aren't able to have a garden like you do, we still have a place to go to get fresh local produce.
Oh, I still, even though I have the garden, trust me, I still go and buy all kinds of good
and
stuff.
And despite the tough start to the growing season, we've still had some vendors bring in a couple of things. We have a hydroponic vendor or two, so there's been some lettuce options, but certainly those peppers, those you know, cucumbers, the carrots, all that'll come here as we get later into June, understandably so.
Right. And it's a great way to get to learn some of our local businesses that you don't know about. You know, I've gone to booths that have honey to different preserves, and I never knew about these local businesses, so it's a great opportunity for them and for me to learn about it.
Yeah, all of our vendors come from within a 100-mile radius, so they're truly local to the area.
I don't know how, from a logistical standpoint, you put it all together. Every single time, I am just in complete and total awe. I can't even imagine how much work goes in behind the scenes to pull something like this off. It's
a lot. It's a lot for our team.
I am so impressed.
All right, and that's just one of many things that you do over there, Mary. Tell me a little bit about that Levitt Amp. I know that that's the family that gave you the money. Is that the way that works?
Yep, Mortimer and Mimi Levitt.
Right.
Their foundation is based in California. However, these music series, they do throughout the country. So this is our third year. So 3 years ago, we were awarded a grant to put these concerts on. So this is the third year of that grant. We certainly hope That as the foundation itself starts to kind of spend down some of their funds, that we'll be able to continue to bring this series to the community. But this is free music that happens weekly. The majority of the concerts are in Light Park on Sundays from 4 to 6. However, this year we actually put a little twist on things and we infused this Levitt Amp stage into two existing on-Broadway events. So the Ignite Market happening on June 21st will be a Levitt Amp stage with Levitt artists, and then also Fire Over the Fox, one of the five stages, will be a Levitt Amp stage as well.
So that Ignite Market, that's music. Yes, tell me more about that.
Yeah, the Ignite Market is music and more. So it takes place at night. The June event is actually in the street on South Broadway, which is a really fun vibe.
Yeah.
And then the August Ignite Market is what everyone typically loves to kind of end their summer with. It's the balloon glow along the Fox River in Light Park. So that is our Ignite Market. It is local vendors, arts and crafts. It's infused with so much art. Last year we had live mural painting, and we had projection mapping, and we had a silent disco, and just all kinds of artistic things, fire dancers, and everything. It is such a fun event. And like I said, taking place at night, and especially in the street as the June one is such a cool vibe.
And you'd be amazed at the local talent we have here.
Tons.
Both in the arts and music. Come on down, check that out. And they're local, and it's really impressive.
Yeah.
They do a good job over there. And then Fire Over the Fox, I know that's July... we talk about that. That's July 4th, but I don't think people understand what a big event that is.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just, well, first of all, it starts at 3 in the afternoon and goes till 10:30. It's a full day event.
Yeah.
The later it gets, the larger the crowd gets. But because the fireworks is a big reason to come down here. But that has everything. I mean, that's both on Broadway as well as, you know, downtown Green Bay. It's both sides of the river.
It is both sides of the river, but it is just our team. It's a heavy lift. We took over this event a few years ago. Discover Green Bay had it. The city of Green Bay had it. And now it is just on Broadway that puts this on. So we do program. Certainly we program both sides of the river with City Deck, and there's a stage that happens here on the east side of the river, and then we fill up Light Park. But yeah, this brings over 40,000 people to downtown Green Bay. And to your point, Jim, it's the 4th of July, right? It's the fireworks, but it is a full day of activities, five stages of music, and plenty of things for all ages.
So we were talking earlier about kind of volunteering for stuff. Feed My Starving Children, or there's so many things, you know, serving meals at the homeless shelter. You must need volunteers for this.
We always need volunteers. There's a plethora of options for folks to get involved with us. So certainly just within each of the events we've been talking about, there's a lot of volunteer options. But then additionally throughout the year, we do trash forces, or we do spring cleanups, or, you know, fall cleanups, things like that. And we do get a lot of corporate groups that will volunteer as well. They'll come with their shirts on that say Associated Bank or Shriver or whoever.
Right.
They'll be, you know, picking up trash throughout the district, or helping us plant flowers, or picking weeds, like any number of things to help us keep the district clean.
All year long, it takes.
So important. Yeah. It's truly a year-round effort. But then, yes, additionally, within each of these events, there are tons of volunteer options for a lot of different things.
So, someone listening wants to volunteer. Just where do they start?
They can call our office, certainly, and talk to Betsy within our office. There's volunteer information as well on downtowngreenbay.com. If that's easier for you, you can always check there first. You'll find information there for both On Broadway and Downtown Green Bay Incorporated, as we do share a website.
What a fun way to get involved.
Right.
Yeah.
And good energy in your, it starts with you, but there's a lot going on over there, and it's always fun to... All the events and even the cleanups are fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a good time.
And you have, as Connie was saying, it's fun to see the new businesses, not just the vendors, but we had your friend on from the Crepe.
Yes.
Yeah, Crepe Cafe and Bistro.
Crepe Cafe, that's right.
My stomach just rumbled when you talked about it.
We just did Dell's ribbon cutting last week.
Right.
And what a crowd we had. His place packed to the gills for people. It was so wonderful to be able to celebrate with him. We introduced him really to the community back in February at our State of the Broadway District event. Gave him a few moments to take the stage and talk about his story and his journey and his passion. And it truly, you guys talked with him, right? It shines through. He is just such a gem. Yeah.
And I want to just give you some kudos here. he picked you. A lot of people would like him, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's just
what, I mean, he could put his business anywhere.
Right. Yes. He's got connections in Paris. He's got some experience. He's, you know, they always like the guy with a little bit of an accent, you know, that always draws a few people in because, you know, and he's going to be there. You know, it's not like it's a franchise and he's investing and leaving. He's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And I just, he said some, and I just want to tell you this. I'm sure you've heard it from him before, but he said a lot of nice things about why he chose your district.
Yeah, he spoke to some of that last week at the ribbon cutting. And I think one of the other individuals that spoke at the ribbon cutting mentioned that too. Like, there's a lot of geographic locations between here and Paris, right? And he could have gone anywhere. Right. And he said, you know, that he's only been here a couple of weeks, but he feels at home.
Right.
And he feels the uplifting from this community and the support from this community. And certainly we're thrilled to be able to offer up the support that we can as an organization. We were able to give him a $15,000 grant Diverse Business Assistance Grant last week, Friday as well, to really help take care of some of the expenses of starting his business.
And it says a lot about the community. I think he's talked about the welcoming factor. He just felt, like you said, at home. Mm-hmm. Draft people came in. They said the same thing about the Green Bay area, Northeast Wisconsin community, just being welcome. And I think we should talk more about that as a community. It's something that's overlooked. People think, oh, it's just football. Nope.
We're lucky to live here.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm not familiar with Sweet Stroll.
Oh, I'm not either. Tell me. Because it's brand new.
Oh, all right. I was feeling kind of bad. I've been out of the loop a little while. And I thought, oh, this is cool. All right.
You know, we like to keep things hopping at Broadway. And so we're like, oh, let's throw in a new event this summer. So we really love to do these type of strolls or walks. And really from a downtown, from a Main Street perspective, these are so popular. And if you are pay attention at all to anything that's going on in a lot of the downtowns, there's a walk or a stroll for everything. They do coffee here on the east side of the river. There's soup walks, there's wine bourbon walks, crawls, there's wine walks, right? So we on our side of the river, we love to do this type of thing because it gets people into businesses maybe they haven't been in before, right? And it gives also some of the businesses an opportunity to participate who may not be able to participate in some other events for different reasons, right? So we do our winter wine and beer walks, which are so popular. We do those in wintertime. We do our Run for the Roses wine walk in collaboration with the Kentucky Derby weekend and things like that. So this is something that takes place in the middle of the summer, and it gives folks an opportunity to taste some of the sweeter things we have going on in the Broadway district. Folks know about Bernstein's Candies. They've been around over 100 years now, and so we're thrilled to be able to highlight them. We have Five Thumbs Up Cheesecake now in our district.
Right.
She's
talking about food right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
that's really impressive what she's got there too.
She's awesome. Jill is amazing. She has a, of course, delicious product, but she's also a great business owner,
right?
So we will be promoting this event here. Tickets go on sale in a couple of days, but you'll have about 10 to 12 stops where you get to sample some sweet things.
Will Del be in there with his crepes?
Del is definitely a part of it. Yes. I don't think he's shared exactly what he'll be doing yet, but certainly he does have some
sweet will be amazing
flavors. I will tease, we have a Titletown Brewing Company. They'll be doing root beer floats.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
That's
so
perfect.
Excited for that. So yeah, like I said, tickets go on sale here in a couple days.
Could you bring the kids to something like this? What do you think?
100%.
Good. It's frowned upon when you bring them to the wine walk.
Yeah, maybe take them, you know, to a park after to let them run off.
I was going to say, I was going to drop them off with grandma and grandpa.
There you go.
Let's wrap it up here. Do you want to share with us anything on Light Park? Light Park is continuing to evolve. You use it a lot.
And, we do.
There was a little bit of a fundraiser for that.
Some of the funds from Draft City Music Fest that happened during draft, we were able to take some of those funds and put them into the Light Park redevelopment campaign. Yeah. So there is phase one and two and three of Light Park coming.
This is your song.
I love this song.
I know you do. Well, Mayor, thanks for what you're doing over there. It's just on Broadway. I mean, it's the businesses, the people, the really bringing the community together. That's awesome. All right. So we will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Farmers Market.
Yes, you will.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mary Brody from On Broadway, Summer in the City. We'll be right back.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This is David Rucker with Bank First. When planning to buy a home, it's easy to focus on the monthly mortgage payment. Don't forget about other costs such as property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintenance, and utilities. At Bank First, we're not just here to get you a loan. We're here to ensure you're set up for success as a homeowner. Let's build a plan that makes your future comfortable, not stressful. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025, but what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care, together we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
They're all dancing in here. That is a good song. I mean, on Broadway, she's got it going on there, too.
Yeah. Right. And the coffee's
so
kicking
fun.
In.
So, update on the temperatures, right? You guys, look at that. 74 Green Bay, 73 Appleton, 71 Oshkosh. So, And then, I guess there's some rain coming later, but.
But get out there and enjoy it.
High near 80. Yeah, this is great. And bicycle day, so get your bikes out, too. Vanessa, thanks for coming in.
This was a lot of fun. I'm so glad.
Sometimes
thank you for asking.
Rookies get a little anxious. It's like, oh, how's this going to go with Johnny gone? But this has been great.
I'm so appreciative. What a fun morning.
Civic really has it going on, Civic Media. I mean, they are doing what needs to be done.
Sharing about what's happening in the community.
And
the local.
We just need that everywhere. And because what happens when you lose the local connection through the media, and we have because of Gannett being purchased, and of course the TV only has, 18, 19 mm-hmm. minutes, a half hour to tell what's going on, and they got to cover,
a lot.
World news, national. I mean, there's just a lot that they have to cover, and whereas they allow us to just really, really focus on the local. But a concern that many of us would have is when you lose the local content, you may lose the constituency for voting, and they just don't know what's going on, so they don't care as much. And when that happens and people start running unopposed, then you lose sight of why you're there.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important that the media, and I'm not criticizing the media because they only got, like I said, 19 minutes and a half hour to do it. And Press Gazette's got, you know, I don't know how many pages are here, but it's just important. And I just, when Civic Media said that we're going to focus on local, and then to build a studio like this.
It's beautiful.
Right?
I love how you keep everything. So I personally, I always hate finding out about something after the fact and then wishing I would have been a part of it.
Right.
It happens so much. But because you have this platform, because you keep things so fresh and relevant, it's like there's just so, and there's so much out there. I had no idea about this Sweet Stroll on Broadway.
Yeah.
And now I do.
Yeah.
And it's thanks to you and thanks to this morning. So I know where I'll be on
Saturday,
19th. July 19th.
And the other thing the awareness that we bring to like Alzheimer's, I think that's really, really important that we do that. There's so many things going on and we don't want to compete with each other. We want to support the whole thing, right? And Appleton's got, they've got, Oshkosh has really got it going on. And I think if, like you said, you hate when you pick up the paper or you watch on the news, that was today. You know, you missed it. So we like to stay ahead of that. And the other thing that we really try and, you know, I don't have to talk to you two about it, but that community involvement is absolutely critical.
Oh, for all of us at Feed My Starving Children, we cannot thank you enough for allowing us to use this platform to amplify the work and also to co-host with you and tri-host with you nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's just been...
Vanessa and I have some big plans,
we really,
Todd.
I
got that feeling.
We might have an opening from 6 to 9.
From 6 to 9.
Jim and John are ever gone.
Yeah.
Just
but
saying.
When people hear of all the things we go through, you know, United Way and just everything, when we talk about this place for pets, money's important, but it's not everything. That volunteer time is really, really critical that you get out there and
do the work,
and get engaged with the community
and have some fun.
It is a lot of fun. And you know, then segue again, but loneliness is a killer.
Yeah,
it is. And people need to be engaged. And if it's not with work, if you're not working, or if it, go to one of these nonprofits, they welcome you there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just like the best. It's like you don't walk in and look around like, oh, nobody knows me. They'll greet you and welcome you. And we do that at the community shelter, and I'm sure
absolutely.
Your place is unbelievable when you did that.
Thousands.
You had 3,000 people, and we all felt like, you know, we're the most important person there.
Yeah, because you are. Our volunteers make it happen. Without the volunteers, the food doesn't get packed. We are the human machinery.
Yeah.
So, and that's said for any... How does anything happen at the shelter? How does anything happen at, you know, any of those organizations? How does anything happen on the Broadway District? It's volunteer, it's manpower, and we have the power. We just have to find the ways to get connected, and shows like this help us get connected with all those different, you know, really ways to get involved.
Well, in Northeast Wisconsin has a lot to celebrate. That's what I love about this show. Is you and Mino, you know, you highlight those things, and what it is the people of Northeast Wisconsin that make them happen, like the volunteers.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a way to get involved and a way to celebrate your community, this is the place.
You can go to Volunteer Center, or you can just if you got a passion for something, right? It may be for homeless. It may be for Alzheimer's or for cancer. Just call them and say, look, can I get involved? Like, yeah, absolutely. You know, Red Cross. And I just think that's really important. And it's not just for adults. I mean, kids can do this too.
Absolutely.
Like, we have quite a few kids that come in through the shelter. We'd like them to be over 14 because of some of the equipment there.
Absolutely.
But,
that's important.
If they're younger, they got to come with their parents. But all I'm saying is that you get a kid involved in at 14, 15, like my kids were, they'll do it when they get out into the real world.
Or when they're 5 with Feed My Starving Children.
Five years old.
So what a valuable perspective.
Yeah. Kids.
And I just
think, want them there.
Right. When we were talking about, you know, it's New Year's resolution, I'm going to get more involved. It's June. It's like, oh my God, I didn't do that yet. It's always a good time. There's never a wrong time to call up and say, look, I want to help out here.
And there's never the wrong time to get trained in CPR and how to use
the
AED.
Yep. Yeah.
You never, ever, ever know.
All that stuff's going on here. So, this has been great. Thank you. And it was just for our listeners who may have tuned in late. It's my job, the only job I have here, is to schedule my co-host. And I
wait a minute.
And I can't
get both
of them today.
Let's back up. That's the only job that I have here?
He scheduled two.
I had some There'll
authority.
Be a discussion after the show, Jim. Stick around for an extra 5 minutes or so, please.
I know I've got more guests. But I mean, like, it was my only job. That's the only thing I had to do today. And what I did was I scheduled both these co-hosts.
It's been wonderful.
It has been. I'm glad. That was a good mistake. Sometimes mistakes can lead to great things, and we did that today. So
Connie, you did it on purpose.
Connie Feldman, but I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Because, I just won't go away. I love it here.
I'm glad you're doing. Vanessa, thanks for all you're doing. And
of course.
Keep busy. And that Suzuki is a good, my kids were in that. That Suzuki camp.
See
them
tomorrow
awesome.
At Broadway. Farmer's Market on Broadway. Right. 3 to 8.
We're going to do that. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Connie, Vanessa, Mind on the Mayor.
Coming up tomorrow morning on the show, the Green Bay Botanical Garden stops by with their Bee Gees Now show coming up. That'll be a lot of fun. Headlines with the Press Times, and we'll be moving with the Melcores. Ben and Deanna will join us. Plus, another chance to win with your Scotty Summer Contest. That's tomorrow morning with Mino and the Mayor, tomorrow co-hosted by, at least as far as I know, Connie Feldman. There could be five others. We'll find out then. Have a good one. Shoes on my feet.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly shooting at an aid distribution site in Gaza. At least 27 people were killed and more than 100 wounded as desperate crowds waited for food. The Israeli Defense Force admitting they did open fire, because they say people were advancing towards the troops in a threatening way. In Boulder, Colorado, two people are still in critical condition following the weekend firebombing of a pro-Israel group. ABC's Mola Lenghi in Boulder with more on the 45-year-old suspect, Mohammed Solomon.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Lawmakers in the Senate now have the sweeping budget and tax bill that passed by a single vote in the House. Many Republicans say they're concerned about how much it could add to the federal deficit. This is ABC News.